Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 26, Saquon Barkley. Jeff, this is a more normal episode for us compared to our previous weeks, would you say?
We've had some madness recently, compared to what's today is gonna feel like same old, same old.
Well, Mr. Madness.
Well, Mr. Mattress Matt.
Well, Mr. Beast. Come
Well,
on, where's the next one?
what? Well, Mr. Unlimited.
I was thinking Mr. Bean.
Oh, that would have been good. Sorry, I was going more sports related.
It's all
Since
good.
football season started, it's feeling very sports football-esque.
I'm going to the Steelers Broncos game on Sunday.
Woo!
And Russell Wilson's not playing.
There's no way he's going to play again.
Dude,
I mean,
the most Russell Wilson thing ever happened. Sorry, we're starting off NFL. I know we've been NFL centric lately, but Russell Wilson wore his pads
full
and
on,
full
full,
uniform on the
knowing he wasn't
sideline
playing.
of last week, and he was inactive.
Like, why would you do that?
He was inactive. Even
You
if
wouldn't even be able to come
the other
in
two
if.
quarterbacks got injured, he could not have entered the game. The most Russell Wilson thing to ever happen. Oh, I just gives me the ick.
Yeah, you're like, dude, go to Sierra, go to your wife, and
Hey,
you can cry about it a little bit.
keep her name
Sorry.
out your
Out.
mouth.
Sorry. Sorry, Sierra is a sensitive name on this podcast.
No, it's not sensitive. We like the name.
And
We
we
just
like the
don't
name, but
like
we
it
just don't want to
spelled
say
with a
bad things
C. We
about it.
like it started with an S.
Like a CC Sabathia.
Well, CC, short for Cecilia.
Short for peepee.
Well, Peepa.
Well, pupa.
Well, pupil.
Well, dilated pupil.
Yeah, that's fair.
I couldn't go anywhere. What else
That's
was that?
okay. Jeff has got a segment for us this week. He's got the draft for us this week since we've neglected Jeff on a few of the drafts recently. Sorry,
So
bub.
neglected, so neglected.
But as always, Q-tip of the week is if you were to be half cyborg, which half of you would you want it to be? The left half or the right half, the upper half or the lower half, or no, what was it?
No.
Like your upper versus your lower half, your left versus your right,
Or front half versus your back
or
half.
yes, front half of your body's so like split down so your the front of you looks like a human or a cyborg and the back looks like a human or a cyborg. Which would you
Dude, there's a
choose?
lot of things to consider here. There's a lot of things. The moment I think
There
it's
is.
easy, I'm like, wait, this is not easy. This is a very difficult. I 100% would not want left hand or right hand. That's like immediate no. Splitting down the middle, splitting everything and all the things that are in the middle of my body, most of your mouth, some organs down there. That I would not want that, and I wouldn't want my
Careful now.
left leg. It would
Good
just throw
morning to
everything off.
you.
But I also wouldn't want like my upper half to be cyborg. That's horrible. But then the lower half be cyborg? Maybe. Front and back would be the most normal for me. Front half would be normal, back would be cyborg. But also, if I want to have an advantage, I think the trade-off for having the lower half of your body being a cyborg is better than the cons. There's so much more infinitely you can do. Less issues like your body-wise, like spine injuries, is the strength you could have if it's cyborg. Like immediately, you could do a million more things than other people could,
It's very,
and you still
it's,
have all the functionality. But I don't know. There's
yeah.
like only a major con for that. We don't have to
So
discuss.
you're
We can
saying you would
obviously
take the
go.
back half of you
No,
as
I would take
cyborg?
the
You
lower
take
half of my
lower
body.
extremities. So you
There's
don't get
too
to
many
poop
good
anymore.
things. Yeah, I don't get
You
the
don't get to pee
satisfaction of it.
anymore.
Well, the excrement has to be excreted somehow. So
Well,
whatever the method is.
that's gonna be oil drip pan for you there, but as you get older.
True. But honestly, I think if there's too many good things about it, health-wise, that I improved in my life. But there's the one drawback, but we all know what that is. That would be very unfortunate to not experience anymore.
That'd be a
But still,
bummer.
it would be a bummer. But
That
like,
would
I
be a
don't
bum
know.
hair, as my
The
dad
rest
would
of it,
say.
there's too many. What did you choose?
I said the back half of me.
See, that's the second option. That's the
because then, like,
default. I don't
part of
know.
my brain is part cyborg, like my spine, my butt. I would have a nice shaped booty,
You
you
have a
know.
good rounded chrome
Yeah,
tush.
triceps would be a real, you know, real strong from the cyborg
Yeah, but
level
then the
strength there.
bicep would look so sad
Then
compared to it. You'd be like,
biceps
oh.
gotta get a lot of work in. But when I go to the gym, I really only gotta work on chest, core, and biceps. You know what I mean?
Also, if someone tries to hurt you and from behind, you're protected. They try to any
Right.
event of violence from the backside, dude, you're fine.
Exactly.
So that's
So,
true. There's a lot of good things from that too.
however,
I
that would
agree.
mean goodbye to the mullet.
No mullet. No
No
mullet,
mullet
dude.
if
You
I
just
go that
have this
way.
weird shell in the back.
Yeah. So,
Wow.
anyways, that's the Q-tip of the week.
Interesting. That's so interesting.
Speaking, yeah, let us know in the comments what side you'd take. Because I mean, I could see the merit of the left and right. I think that'd be kind of interesting too, but you never know.
Nah,
You never
I don't
know.
think anyone's taking it.
Speaking of health benefits, though, we need to address the stud in the room. Not the elephante, the chiseled man with the
There's no
fun
chiseling.
shirt and the fresh haircuts.
It is fun. I do love the shirt. Well, it's a golf shirt, actually.
Is it really?
Birdie. Yeah, it's called
Nice.
eight, something birdie, not 18 birdie. Something birdie.
Nice.
Birdie tee.
Our boy Jeffrey's on a muscle man move right now.
I'm on a
I'm on
mission.
a new
It is a
level.
difficult. I'm on a new level. This is a difficult, very extreme thing. And obviously, I did not know I was going to be able to do this. I thought I wasn't, but I am on a carnivore diet.
Yeah, what's
And
your
it is
timeline goal?
my minimum time to do this was 1 month. That started
Okay.
last Thursday. Thursday night is when I officially started. And it has been strict carnivore, which means no fruits, no veggies, no carbs, no sugars, no additives, no
So what do you season your
anything.
food with? Butter?
Salt.
Can you use salt and
Butter
pepper?
and salt. No pepper.
No
Salt.
pepper.
It's butter and salt because
No
it's minerals.
pepeo?
No pepper.
Oh, dang.
Hey, the pepper. No,
What
Sergeant
are you
Pepper's
allowed to
Lonely Heart Club.
drink?
No. You drink water, and then the one thing I can have is
Orange
electrolytes.
juice.
So
Oh.
that's straight up just sugar. Just I'd get diabetes if I drink orange juice right now in my condition. My body would be shocked. I'd probably get sick immediately. It'd be like when
Yeah.
you ate cheesecake all in one sitting. I'd feel like that. It'd be rough. Sorry, I have to bring that up. It
That's okay.
still lives rent
No,
free in my brain.
we are we're 2 months past that.
It's been a long enough, I think, that it can be laughed at a little.
Oh, it's a good joke. It is just
It's very funny. Very funny. In the moment, I was laughing and you were
I have
not
not
happy with
had
me.
cheesecake since then, except I did just recently get a Bluebell cookies and cream cheesecake
Ooh,
combo.
that sounds
It's
delicious.
real good, man, 'cause you get like
Sounds good.
the cheesecake's a little bit sweeter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, sidebar, if you're looking for anything yummy, Max, past person on this pod, PPP, as we call him, past person on the pod, he went to Taco
That
Bell. I don't know. That sounds fun. He went to Taco Bell and got the new gelato, which is Taco Bell Baja
the
Blast
Baja
gelato.
gelato,
And
yeah.
he's not trying it until the weekend because they're not eating sugar until the weekend. So
Oh, because you know when
we'll
it's the
wait.
weekend, we move it
Well,
like Bernie.
it's like blinding lights the weekend.
Flashing lights.
Flashing lights.
Kanye.
Well, I'm a mother star boy.
Well, star er.
Okay, so
Yeah,
basically the whole
tell us
point
about
is
your diet.
I've been doing it for a week. Ground beef, some chicken, fish, a lot of eggs, ground, and I have been texting Lincoln updates and some of the food pictures, and he has been repulsed by this
No.
because he can't imagine. Yeah, some
Well,
of the only thing you liked was the ribeye.
correct.
The
The
ground beef.
beef sticks and the
Hard-boiled
hard-boiled
eggs.
eggs, I threw up
Dude, and the
in
beef
my
sticks are actually
mouth.
delicious.
And
I'd
then I
rather eat the
swallowed
beef
it.
sticks more
Pause.
pause than normal ground beef, but The seasoning, I have like a special salt that I've been using. I have electrolytes that I put in my water every day so I don't lose too much water because you can
Can
get
you have
really
like Gatorade
dehydrated.
Zero?
No, there's different dyes and chemicals in Gatorade Zero. I literally have a, it
Can you have
is
this?
a, no, no,
I got
nothing.
one of these at the
It looks
CVS.
good.
It's
It looks
really good,
nice.
actually.
Yeah, the
Nice
watermelon.
soft flavor. Watermelon strawberry. It's pretty good.
When I'm back on a normal diet, I might take a look at that. But honestly,
It's water
I
right
don't see
now, but
myself. I don't see myself going back anytime soon as far as where I'm at. It feels too good. I have too much. My energy's been solid. I'm not really hungry at all. Like I normally would be starving for dinner before
that's
this.
so weird because
I
Emily
have
was
no
texting me
cravings.
saying that you were yawning all during work.
Lies. She was in the back office. She couldn't see me. We do work together though.
Which is really cute.
It's a tough transition for the first few days, but now that I'm back on this, I've lost like 9 pounds. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know what the next, 3 weeks will be like, but I'm almost at 1 week.
Dang.
And my energy levels are solid. So we'll see. May not be for everyone. It's super strict. But I'm not spending any more money on it than I normally would because I can only buy some things. I go to the store and I'm on like Doritos.
Can you eat shrimp?
Yeah, I have shrimp in the fridge right now.
Can you eat never mind.
No,
I
no
was gonna
diet
make a
fits me.
joke, but I don't think that joke is appropriate for tonight's episode.
Yeah, it's probably not.
The recent
I need
video
the
that you
meat
sent me,
jokes.
but yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well,
Okay.
Arby's. Oh, can you go to Arby's?
No, because it's
Because
processed
they've got
meat.
the meats.
They've got all the meats, except they're all processed meats. So,
They
no.
got the squirts too, man. Shoot.
Yeah. So, anyway, I had a question.
Oh, yes.
Mini just question before we get rolling. The discussion, though, I don't know if you wanted me to do my fun fact. I have
Yeah,
one. Go ahead.
absolutely. Bring it
Got
on.
a fun fact. We're going to try to start this more.
New segment every week. Question of the pod, fun fact of the pod.
Fun fact. And today I've got one just off the top of my head. I'll have
Pause.
more later, but this one is that did you know that 73% of all statistics are made up on the spot?
No, I did not know that it was 73%.
More or less, I'd say. Probably ever changing, but
Yeah. Well, now it's actually 74%.
yeah, just because I said that,
Because you
now it's
just made that one
increased.
up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. So
That's how stats work.
that's really how stats work. If you guys go into any statistician school, wait, that's not a real thing.
Statistician?
Esthetician school, that's
Oh, well,
real.
nurse anesthetist.
Well, OBGYN.
Yeah, well, those are needed in our
Those are
society
important. Those are
for
important.
those pregnant
For
or petting your dog.
those in gravidarum. Ooh,
Whoa.
that's some Latin for you today.
Dadgum, that's the word of the pod. Congratulations,
Boom,
Jeffrey.
gravidarum. Anyway,
Man,
that's fun.
that's an impressive word. Are you doing this diet because you're going to an OBGYN soon?
No, I'm doing it
Oh.
because I kept getting Fair For You page videos. And I want to see how it affects my body
Dude,
because
I'm
I have
actually
no
super
idea.
curious. I would love to do it as well, but
It's
however,
just
I've.
so it's really brutal at first. Right now, once you have not like a big appetite, it's honestly not like a difficult thing. Like my body's not like craving any carbs. I don't
My
want
bo
pasta right now.
my
It
body
sounds good.
craves buttery goodness.
Well, my mind's telling me no,
Come on, what's that
but my
rhyme?
body, what'd you say?
My body craves buttery goodness. That's Gus from Psych.
I don't remember that. It's been so long since high
Dude.
school, since I watched Psych.
Psych was one of my go-tos during college.
It's
Psych,
a
The
I liked
Office,
it. I just
Parks and
didn't
Rec.
I watched Monk in high school too, and I actually
Monk?
liked it. Yeah. You ever know that Monk where he's like,
Monk?
it's
So
the guy from
just saying the word
Monk.
monk is
Monk.
just gross.
It's that guy from Spy Kids, the
Yeah.
first one. You know, there's
Yeah.
Floop. And then there's the curly haired guy.
Yeah.
Minion.
No, I always saw when I watched Psych in high school, I always saw Monk was the next show after on
Yeah,
USA.
it was always on there and I liked it. I thought it was good.
Well, does your segment relate to the draft?
No.
Okay.
They're unrelated.
All right. Well, let's do my
Let's dive
segment
right
first.
In. Oh.
Let's do my segment first because this is a near and dear topic to us, transitioning from TV shows. Bang, bang, boom.
Bang, bang, boom.
I've wanted to do this the entire time we've been doing the podcast. What Office
really?
Character are you?
I feel like I did one of these a long time ago, but I don't know how well it
will.
Oh,
no.
So like
this is...
I will know where it's going from the questions.
Exactly, and it's hard to...
Not be a
because
bias.
It's way too obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start out with a discussion as to who you think you are in The Office.
Who I most closely relate to.
Yeah, like, who do you identify as, but also think that if you actually took an actual character quiz, who you probably would be?
I think if someone, like, did a study on me and, like, got answers from me unrelated and they were, like, mysterious enough with my bias that I wouldn't know, then they probably would incorporate. And honestly, of course, you want to be a certain character because of the way you view them. But realistically, I am a somewhat mix between Andy and Jim in my brain.
I agree with that.
In a way, as you can tell from
I mean, look
the
at your
colorful shirt. this is Andy coded. But also like the basketball
code name
playing.
Kids Next
Codename
Door.
Kid Next Door.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you didn't
Well, codename Red.
You didn't, oh, nice. Well, you didn't grow up in rich Ivy League
rich.
school.
I did not.
So
I did not. So that part's not
that's
me.
A little more. That's
The
a little more
Jim.
Of,
I'm a little taller, more like Jim, but I'm also not as lazy as Jim or pranky. I don't prank as often. So we'll see. What do you think?
I feel like your assessment of yourself is very fair between like an
it
Andy
has to be a
to
mix.
Andy
Yeah.
to a Jim mix. Yeah, you can't ever be one person, right? It's kind of a mix. I think I fall between an Oscar and a Kevin.
Why? Just because you're an accountant?
No,
I don't
like,
know. I don't think
like no.
You
take
kind of
take
are
away.
Oscar a little bit. A little bit Oscar, I do
like,
see that.
I'm very orderly and like borderline.
I think you're a little bit like Daryl, though. The football knowledge.
Well, that's
The
also Kevin
football.
Too.
I know
Kevin's
Kevin does some with the
nut.
Eagles.
He's
The Eagles
surprisingly
won the
athletic.
NFC East.
He's
That's
surprisingly
true.
Athletic. Jim's the Eagles fan.
No, but that's when Kevin says the Eagles have won the NFC East, and she said that we're done.
And then she
The
said
Kevin
that
line,
we're done. Yeah, I just feel like
I actually
I
see
kind of
that a little bit more
fall between the two of them. Also, kind of in like a little bit of personality, like I'm kind of wittier and like make jokes, but I don't need the spotlight on me. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually, the more I think about it and I combine them, there is enough of you in both of them.
A pennant square.
Pause.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I said there is enough of you in both.
You're right. All right, Jeff. Pick a type of paper, cardstock. And for those of you listening on the podcast, if you check us on YouTube, left-hand backhand, you'll see this. I'm sharing my screen, so you'd see it all. But pick a type of paper, cardstock, printer paper, newspaper, wrapping paper, glossy, papyrus, sandpaper, paper bag, and rolling paper.
I honestly, the one that stands out to me I really like is papyrus.
All right.
Love me some papyrus.
We're kind of going with your gut reactions here. Fair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Pick a home. I'll just try to describe them. A gated, kind of like unique style home. An airplane.
That's a jet.
Sorry, a private jet. A colonial style home. A skyscraper. A New York, like, how would you even describe it? Like a barrio type place?
Yeah, it's a New York style pizza home.
A lighthouse, a farm, like kind of battered down farm, a classic suburban neighborhood, older home, or a very pink abstract home.
More like me, it feels very the middle one, where it's kind of
the colonial style.
Yeah, I like that. That's a
All right.
Texas kind of
All
home
right.
too, but
yeah, it is. How will you probably die? Alcohol poisoning in your sleep, exhaustion, autoerotic asphyxiation. You'll never die. Drug overdose, car accident, sugar overdose, or alone.
I'm gonna go with car accident. Of all those,
how about my pronunciation? I was a little bit proud of myself. Not gonna lie,
you were a little bit autoerotic asphyxiation.
But like I was enunciating, not to be nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pick one thing in your freezer: meat, ice cream, ice cubes, cookie dough, money, frozen bananas. We'll just say fruit. TGI Fridays, essentially like frozen meal. Self-made
like,
foods and then frozen,
yeah, like leftovers and stuff,
or like a microwavable item.
Right now I'm gonna say the meat,
yeah,
because I have a lot of that in the fridge.
You
freezer.
Do have a lot of meat.
I've got some hefty meat in there.
I will say that I have meat, I have ice cream, I have ice cubes, I have frozen fruit,
a lot
I
of
have
ice cubes
frozen
too.
meals, I have self-made meals, and I have like stuff like this too. The only
Got
thing I don't
everything
have
except
is
for the
cookie dough and
money
ice and money,
cookie dough.
because I make my
Nice.
own cookie dough. What got you in trouble during high school? Not participating enough, talking, pulling pranks, eating in class, absence, not abstinence, absence, bullying, skipping gym, arguing with teachers, and you didn't get in trouble.
Talking, honestly. I would talk a lot in high school. I was very talkative.
This one I feel like is the worst. Pick a condiment.
Oh my,
Mayonnaise,
what are these options?
Dijon mustard, mango peach salsa. I'm pretty sure that's salsa.
Delicious. That's delicious.
Wasabi,
though.
apple cider vinegar,
Balsamic.
Balsamic, yeah. Soy sauce, extra virgin olive oil. Like these aren't like all condiments, just soup. And then
Yeah.
duck sauce.
Oh, I mean, that's just awful. I mean,
yeah.
I wish normal mustard were on here, not Dijon. Like, I'm not really using Dijon all the time. I love balsamic vinegar.
It's
That's not really a
pony.
condiment for me. And mango peach salsa is delicious, but also, like, I wouldn't call it so. But I love mango peach salsa. Love it. So, very, very sweet, solid.
And then pick a career: graphic design, professor, writer, TV personality, bartender, actor, Bitcoin developer, CEO, or sports agent.
Sports agent all the way. There's
All
no
the
way
way.
I wouldn't
All
be
the
a
way.
sports agent. If I had the choice and I could do that for my job, yeah, all the time.
That's what
100%.
I wanted to go to college for.
Yeah,
As
it's
in, once I
super
got
hard
in
to get
college,
into, but
I wanted to get into marketing. Realized I don't know what I want to do with marketing. So I went accounting. So I was like, you know what? I'll go business finance and try to get into like sports finance. And then somehow I ended up in accounting. But my original goal was to be like a market capologist, as I said on my,
you could work your way into
on the 30, my 30th birthday episode.
Ooh.
So yeah, sports agent. Pick a desk. This one's a little bit harder to describe. There's kind of just a classic standard clean desk, super messy, wooden
American
style
wood.
desk. Yeah.
Messy
Like
at home desk.
Messy at home. Oh yeah, this is a cubicle. Typewriter, no computer, a Mac style
modern
clean desk. A cat on your desk. Like this one looks
cat
like
with
it's
a
like
plant by a window.
Desk
candle.
right next to a couch, maybe like in a hotel room, and a bunch of bottles.
Bottles and drinking.
Yeah.
I'm actually setting up my new desk right now in my new office currently. I just got
That's
moved
right.
into the office.
Big
So
boy.
I've been getting some decor and actually found, I wish I had grabbed it to say to show on the podcast. I found a football like mannequin. It's a bobblehead. And on the face of the football helmet, the actual like inside of it, you can replace the face picture with new people. So I'm gonna put my CEO boss in there as his face and see how long it takes him to recognize it.
Nice. I
So
like that.
I'm
I
gonna
like
put
that
that
a
on my
lot.
desk. But I'm gonna say that the middle right, the modern one, is more of what mine looks like right
The
now.
Apple.
Probably what I'll do, yeah. Apple modern.
And I think this is the last one. What are you worst at dealing with? Conformity, criticism, rules, stupidity, rejection, noise, rudeness, insecurity, and defeat.
Worst at dealing with. I think it's the most difficult. I mean, I'm in sales, so a lot of it's the rejection, but like I can deal with it.
But yeah, I think like worst at dealing
defeat,
with?
Defeat, because I never want to feel like I can't. Bottom right. I want to feel like I can always try to fix the problem or fix something. But when you're like defeated and there's nothing you can do, that's the worst.
What's kind of interesting in looking at these responses is I feel like at different stages of my life, it's been different things. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Like when I was younger dealing with criticism, I would just start crying in like middle school and elementary school. Like if I was like criticized or like told I did something wrong, I would just start crying. Like a friggin'
you
little
just couldn't
baby.
Couldn't handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, couldn't handle
Little,
it.
little baby in its crib.
Not so much rules. Conformity a little bit. Where I'm like, I don't want to just do it just because everybody else does it. Which
Rejection
is why
is
I don't have
definitely
TikTok.
Up there.
Yeah, like sales, summer sales. Stupidity as in like other stupidity.
Yeah.
That's my biggest one right now. I can't deal with stupid people. Friggin' pisses me off. Also, noise is something as I'm getting older, I get overwhelmed with like copious amounts of noise. Like
you're turning into an old man. You're
when
like,
both of
my
girls
lawn!
Are talking to me like loudly and the TV's going and I'm like focusing on doing something else and there's just like so much going on. I'm just like, okay, hold up. Pause the TV. Hey, you kid, wait, you kid, go. What's on your mind? Like I have to do like one thing at a time. I can't deal with like all of the noise anymore. But and then insecurity, that's a classic one. And rudeness kind of falls in stupidity, but like I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, this is the last one. Pick a party theme. Mardi Gras beads, pirate, a tea party, a like a knight's table, poker. Yeah, I'd say like Vegas poker, sports party, like a gumbo shrimp boil.
Burlesque.
That would be Phyllis. And then kind of just like an abstract art splatter painting.
I mean, an actual theme for a party?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's always a theme.
There's always a theme. I mean, obviously, I like the sports stuff. I'm always going to like that. But also the crab seafood boil would
Dude,
be a sick party.
That's what I went with.
So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things. You are Dwight.
You what?
What? You have a strong and sometimes off. You have strong and sometimes offbeat opinions and are never afraid to express them. You have a hard time when things don't go your way, but your inventive mind always leads you to come up with new solutions and ideas.
You know what? That's not a terrible description, though. Even though I wouldn't have described Dwight
well,
so much
yeah,
that
it's
way,
supposed
that
to be
definitely
super vague.
works.
It's like a horoscope. It's supposed to be whatever you want it to mean.
That's true. That's why I wouldn't describe it. But I mean, it does sound like me a little bit. So,
yeah. All right. Let's quickly do this for me. I'm gonna go with printer paper. I'm gonna go with this top left home. It's kind of a unique one. I think it's cool. How will you die? Probably die in my sleep. When I'm old, pick one thing in my freezer. I'm going with ice cream because that's what I love the most.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What got me in trouble in high school? Honestly, eating in class was one of the biggest ones because I was always starving. Yeah, I was always starving.
But you were a growing boy.
But probably talking, sometimes pulling pranks, but more so talking than anything else. So we'll go with that one. Actually, no, eating in class. That got me in trouble. Pick a condiment, mayo. Pick a career, sports agent. But actually, I'm going to go CEO.
Oh.
Because I want to be a CFO one day. So,
okay.
Pick a desk. I'm going with this top left one. Just very clean,
that's nice.
External keyboard. That's what I like. And what am I worst at dealing with? We're going to go with stupidity. And pick a party theme. Like, this is I would go one of these three. This is actually like the hardest one. It's like the sports party theme is like what I would probably want to go with. But like I really love nice shrimp boil.
Yeah, that'd be fun, dude.
So
Some
much fun, man.
Louisiana.
Oscar.
Oscar, oh my gosh, you called it.
You are
Look
very
at you.
intelligent and are quick to correct others when they are wrong. You also have sophisticated tastes and enjoy discussing literature and other such fine things.
The Finer Things Club member. I don't really see
Well, I
that
don't
of you,
see
but
that either, but
the first part of it, yes.
yeah.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I've been wanting to do that for a long time. And I've got other what character are you quiz ideas for the future.
Okay. Always the
Very
internet,
good.
Facebook quizzes.
Well, more of just like I have these ideas, so I'm gonna go find a quiz that actually kind of works. Like not too long, but not too short, you know?
Pause.
Yeah. Facts.
Well, if we're gonna go into a segment here, this is a fun one we've never done before as well. I think it's a podcast of new things. This is for you. This is NFL football related.
Oh yeah.
This isn't a very long quiz or a
Pause.
segment, but it is it's not too rapid fire, but I don't want you to think too deeply about it. Okay. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna list running backs in the NFL. Current and past running backs in the NFL. Okay. I'm going to give you an option. I'm going to give you one or the other. You're going to choose which one of those.
Okay.
That one moves on, and then I'll put it against another one, and then another one, and we'll see which running back comparatively across all, I have 18 of them, that you think
Am I going
would.
with like my favorite or the best?
So this is going to be a combination. So it depends on how you want to. This is going to be like how you think how good of a running back they were, on top of how much you liked them as a running back, because the personal like light of that running back might trumpet a little bit, trumpet the skill level. If the skill level is close, but you like one more than the other, you can move the one you like more to the next level, to the like moving on. Okay, but you don't have to think too much about it if you want to do little descriptions. Like, of like, oh, that's a tough one. I like this one, but also this one. Let's go with A, whatever.
Right.
But you don't have to think too much.
I have
you can choose
a
based on depth.
pre-segment idea guess as to a running back that I think is going to be on here. Or actually, I don't
You
even
wrote
know.
it down?
I don't think it's actually going to be on here. But if it does, I want credit for it because this is the first name that popped into my head for some reason.
Okay. That you think is going to be like the final one that's going to end it, or that'll
No,
show
just
up
going to
on the
be
running
on
back
here.
list.
Yeah.
And this is a lot. A lot of them are very good running backs. And some of them aren't like considered the best, but I have them on this list. Okay.
All right. You got no Sean
All right. Let's
Moreno
get
on there?
started. What?
No Sean Moreno?
I do not have no Sean Moreno.
Oh, darn.
Okay. So, first one on the list, we have Alvin Kamara or Derrick Henry?
Kamara. Just because I
Alvin
like him
Kamara?
better. I like his style better.
Wow. Okay.
I think Derrick Henry is probably a better running back, but I like Kamara better. So, that's what I'm going with. I'm going with my gut
Okay.
reaction.
Okay. Gut reaction. It could be how much you like and how good of a running back they are.
I like his playing
And
style.
Their career too. All of it.
And I like his
Okay.
grills.
Alvin Kamara or Frank Gore?
Frank Gore.
Frank Gore had a long, long career. Frank Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Frank Gore. Frank Gore or Saquon Barkley?
Saquon.
Man, you're just moving on quick. Okay. Saquon Barkley or Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn. Beast
Marshawn
mode.
Lynch or Todd Gurley.
Beast mode.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch or Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey or Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders, duh.
Okay. Barry Sanders or Jamal Charles.
Oh, that's my boy.
That's your guy?
Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles.
That's probably what's going to win it.
Okay. Jamal Charles or Bijan Robinson.
Jamal.
Jamal Charles or Emmitt Smith?
JC.
Jamal Charles or Bo Jackson?
Fetch, dude. Bo
That's tough.
Jackson. Dang
Bo
it.
Bo Jackson or LeSean McCoy?
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson or Aaron Jones?
Bo Jackson.
This is a random list. This isn't in order of who's better.
Okay.
Bo Jackson or Adrian Peterson?
Ooh, I'm going to go AP.
AP. All right. Adrian Peterson or LaDainian Tomlinson?
I'm going to specify that just because AP was more our era of growing
our
up
era
watching.
Too.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I have vivid memories of watching him destroy teams with Christian Ponder as his quarterback. Like
he put the team on his back, though.
Put a team on his back. Okay, so you said AP
Adrian
or
Peterson
LT.
Or LaDainian Tomlinson.
Fudge, that's really tough. I'm going to give it to AP, though.
All right. AP, who gets that? Adrian Peterson or Ezekiel Elliott?
AP.
All right, Adrian Peterson or Sean Alexander?
Good battle. I'm going to go with AP, though.
Adrian Peterson wins it. That is the last one.
Wow.
So after all of it.
That
AP.
Hurt me to not have Jamal Charles win it, though.
It is tough, but once you get put up against a couple of these, it's really – and you're balancing how much you like them. You love Jamal Charles. That dude was king of Kansas
I have
City.
Two or I have three Chiefs jerseys. One of them is Mahomes. The other is Larry Johnson from 7th grade, and the third
wow.
is Jamal Charles.
Yeah, it's good old JC.
The name I wrote down was Clinton Portis.
Oh, nope.
I was just
he did not
just
make
was
it.
A random name that I was like when you said
let's
running
see if
back
it's on here.
Like list, I was like, I'm just going to put Clinton Portis down, and I want credit if it's right, but I get none such credit.
Sorry. No credit there. All right, well, that was I just wanted to see. I wanted to get a vibe of who you would put over what, and it's a fun list because you rate them differently. I would never have thought you would have put AP at the top. I mean, I know he's viable, but on some of the lists I saw,
he's the last
he wasn't
running
even
back to win
top
an
10.
MVP.
He was. Was that 2008, 2007?
12. Sean Alexander
12.
Won it in 07.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But since then, it's just been like QBs.
2012. That was right.
Nice job.
And yeah, Sean Alexander won it running left behind Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson for the Seahawks.
Look at that.
Dude, my football knowledge runs deep like a running
it
back.
It is. Yeah. You definitely have.
That's a line
definitely
from
have an,
Logic.
Which song?
It ain't a project with Logic. It ain't talking about being biracial by Coastal. What song is that?
I don't know.
Keanu
I don't
Reeves.
Know that one. Oh.
Good track. Good track.
I was thinking Super Mario Bros. I
is
like
that a
that
song
one.
of his?
Logic. Yeah.
Oh,
Logic?
I don't know.
That one's fantastic.
Didn't
I love
even
I love
know.
that one.
All right. Well, should we move into our draft?
We will move on to our draft. This one I actually workshopped a little bit at work because I wanted to see
in the shop
what other people would say in the shop. And it's not really a shop, the drug testing facility.
No, it's a shop for our purposes.
It could be.
You worked
could
this
be
in the shop.
I worked this in some sort of shop.
Yeah.
A shop, as it were. And
or
this
urination
draft,
station.
The urination. Yes, that's very good. The draft for today is fall draft or autumn or whatever you want to call it. The season of fall. What are the top things associated with fall? The best things associated. So when you think of fall, there are a bunch of things that come that are on your mind. And so I want you to be able to think of a few of those that you are that are your favorites, but also the top, the best things about fall. And you can be as specific or as general as you want here.
Okay. I'm taking the first pick.
Okay.
Football.
Football's a great pick. Football's a great
number
pick.
One.
Yeah, I love football, and that's honestly what you think of because when it starts happening and you get the weekend football and you get the and you get all the sound and you just feel it
Dude.
in your blood.
Like last Thursday
Football season.
Night, oof.
You are decked out in all your gear.
I was
and it's
ready
not even
to
fall
go.
yet.
I know.
You're ready
Well,
to go.
We're getting there. Let me just I know you know this about me, that fall's my favorite season. But I don't think you realize how favorite this season is for me. is the most favorite. All of the favorites.
This all is, the favorites.
This is, I this wish is fall the were favorites. 5 months long because it's my favorite.
It seems that way. In some places you live, fall feels like 5 months.
I wish it were longer here in Colorado, but we, it's summer quick. Runs late and then
Christmas arrives early.
Winter can arrive as early as October sometimes. Sucks, but.
Sucks.
All right. Yeah, I took football. So now you got two picks. Hey,
great pick. Football number one. There's a lot of.
I needed to go number one for this one because I couldn't not have football. And that is the number one pick.
If you missed out football. Yeah, I think it's a 101. For us, it's the 101. A lot of other people, non-sports fans, obviously wouldn't have taken football.
Nah.
I think it deserves
even,
to go, even if you aren't.
Even for non-sports fans, it's somewhere. Still the number one.
It's still deserves. Well, even if non-sports fans, it deserves to be on the list. Regardless, yeah. The vibes of football, no matter what, are top tier.
Yeah.
But with my 101, since you're going to obviously leave it off, is going to be Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because when I associate fall, I associate Thanksgiving, my family, the food. I probably won't be on this carnivore diet come Thanksgiving time. Because I just don't think I can have a Thanksgiving without all the delicious mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and turkey and deviled egg. I mean, I could have deviled eggs. And actually, no, I could only have plain
eggs. I prefer angel eggs.
Angel. Oh, I prefer heavenly eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Halo eggs, so, as it were.
As it were. Thanksgiving is one of those for me. I just, it's not fall without Thanksgiving and like
more
traveling
like
for family.
Thanksgiving me your money.
More like, give me the job. Give me the job.
I want it. Give it to me.
Second pick. I have a lot to choose from. This can go from all the way back, but I'm going to say cooler weather.
Just like
when the cooler weather, because Texas, it's hard, but when you get that fall hit and you can roll the windows down and it's just that it's a little brisk, that feeling, you listen to music with the windows rolled down and it just has a little chill. You don't have to run the AC the whole time.
Yeah.
I get a serotonin boost through my whole body when I do that. I'm like, oh, I've listened to some Coast Modern, roll my window down and just vibe.
So
I'm good.
To add to the strength of that pick, like sleeping with the windows open, you get the crisp,
breeze,
cool air through the night.
Like I was camping in the fall.
I was texting just the other day and I was talking about, I was like, it's not quite fall yet because the cool air in the morning is nice, but it's not crisp. It's not cold in the morning. But like my favorite thing, and this is going to be my second pick. My favorite thing with the cooler weather is like I'm cold in the morning sitting at my desk. I got my windows open because I want the fresh air inside. But I can't just wear a t-shirt. I got to have something else to warm me up. And that's flannel season, baby. I'm talking
great pick.
Sweatshirts and flannels.
Flannel. So this is what we did. It was on my list. In high school, we created a thing called Flannel Friday, me and a group of friends. And every Friday, we'd wear whatever flannels we had. So I remember, and it was flannel season a lot of the year. But specifically in the fall,
but,
when you could actually wear
it. But like
it.
Once you can actually hit that flannel season, like I pack all mine away for the summer. Because I love pulling them back out and then hanging up. Because I got like thin flannels that you just wear like over a tee. And then I also have like thick flannels that you wear over a sweatshirt. And like flannel and sweatshirt season is just, man, love it.
It's good.
It fits my style better too.
That's fair. Flannel's a great, great pick.
And with my third pick, because I'm fearful of it not getting back to me at the turn, I'm going to go with leaves changing.
Good. Good pick. I was going to take that with my turn on the fourth.
Yeah.
The leaves are fantastic. I mean, and you just get a lot of good photos. I know Emily loves the photos with the leaves. We just don't get a lot of it in Texas. But Idaho and Washington always have lots of them.
I mean,
great turn.
It was my favorite thing when I could drive down like my neighborhood street growing up, and all of a sudden the trees went from all bright green or like solid green to like this wave of green and yellow and red and orange and green, and like all these different trees, just these big leaves just slowly changing colors, and certain trees change before others, and so you just get the coolest vibrant colors, and dang it, I miss it.
Yeah, it feels, I think, the good old days. High school with fall was
take
another
me
level.
Back.
High school at fall time and high school Christmas time, both were fantastic. Loved them both. Okay. So since you've taken a couple that I definitely would have had on my list. I'm gonna go with my third, right?
Yep.
Third pick. It's gonna be the smell of pumpkin spice.
Screw you,
I don't
man.
love a lot of pumpkin spice flavored stuff, but I love the smell of, dude, I have body wash right now. Pumpkin spice body wash. And it's so good. I don't drink pumpkin spice coffee. I don't drink any of that. But when I smell it, I walk in somewhere and it's got that, I just am like, oh, cozy. Just
No.
So good.
No.
Yeah. You don't like pumpkin spice anything?
No.
That's
I'm out.
Unfortunate.
It's too
That's
trendy.
Unfortunate. It's not, it's always gonna be good. It's always a good smell. I don't care what it is, that will always be a thing.
I'm way more like
They're always gonna be
cinnamon,
pumpkin
the
spice.
cinnamon smells. I know that's
Like the
what's in
apple
pumpkin
cider,
spice has
cinnamon.
cinnamon or whatever, but
Sure.
like I'm out. I'm out on all
I
the
could have gone
pumpkin
apple cider,
crap.
cinnamon smell, but I don't. I love it.
I'm just giving you pumpkin spice. I'm giving you all of it.
Yeah.
All of that
Yeah,
whole
give me all the
category you
pumpkin
get.
spice. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice up. And then another one that obviously it's not as, you get it in the late fall here when it's actually a little colder, but hoodies. Any hoodie season, man.
I put sweatshirts and flannels in my pick.
You put sweatshirts on there too?
Yeah, I put sweatshirts and flannels. Like once you can get out like your warmer
Okay.
clothes.
I didn't think flannels. I thought flannels and hoodies were going to be technically be separate because they're both separate things. Like a flannel is a very, that's specific. But if you want to go,
but I'm
I
just,
mean, I'll give it
I
to
said,
you.
I said flannels and sweatshirts in that like it's the season that you get to pull out all your, you know, warmer
Sure.
jacket, because you don't need a
I
coat.
guess.
You just need like a lighter
So
kind
that's
of
just
like
warmer. That's
jacket.
just warmer clothes then. Because you're generalizing all warmer clothes into that.
I mean, I put
In that
sweatshirts and
way.
flannels because that's what I love. I love my sweatshirts and I love my flannels, and that's like,
All right.
that's what I love
All right,
about
I'll give
fall.
that to you. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, if that one's taken with my fourth, then I'll go back around to pies.
Pie. What do we
Love
want?
me some pies. Pie.
When do we want it?
Pie.
Yeah.
Love me some pie. I love a coconut cream pie. Love a banana cream pie. I love some pumpkin.
Like poke,
Love me some
pumpkin pie.
chocolate. Pumpkin pie.
I'll also give you
Great pies.
Like pumpkin rolls. Ever had those?
No.
It's essentially like a pie, but it's like roll. It's like laid out and then it's rolled up and then like put in the fridge or freezer, and then it like you can cut them
Cinnamon
into little
roll?
slices. It's essentially like a unbaked cinnamon roll, but it's like pie filling
Huh.
stuff. I don't know.
Never had
My
that
aunt
before.
makes it and everybody loves
Sounds
it.
good. Anything pie related is all good
Yeah.
to me, and this is when I would eat pies.
Yeah. What's your number one pie?
Number one best pie. That's so hard because I love a good pecan pie. Boston cream pies are insane. Key
You
lime pie actually hits the spot every so often.
You like cream pies?
I like cream pies every so often. I mean,
What
I
about
think
an
everybody
oatmeal
should.
cream pie?
Those hit the spot, man. Little
Little
Debbie did
Debbie's?
something. She did something with that.
She
Little
did.
Debbie was cooking in the bakery.
Dude.
She was like, I got this. They're gonna go
Tricked us
crazy.
all into liking oatmeal.
She was like, oh, you don't want to eat oatmeal for breakfast? Slap it on two cookies. I'll eat 100 of them.
They're so
I'm
good,
so
dude.
in. I'm so in on the
Too
oatmeal
bad you
cream
can't
pie.
eat those right now.
I can't eat any of that. And the sad part is, it sounds really good. I have no craving for it. Like, no part of me wants to go get
You're
one.
such a liar.
I'm serious. I wish it was. I thought people were lying when they said this.
You're
But
such
I'm
a liar.
saying there's no part of me that's like, ooh, I want some sugar. I don't want it. I feel like it would just throw me off and I would be dissatisfied.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Never felt like this before.
Well,
Okay.
proud of you, but you're also a liar.
Okay. Sure.
Let's see. So I have my final two picks.
Yeah.
Not sure where I'm going to go with my last one yet, but for my fourth one, I'm going to go with harvest festivals.
Ooh, you know, I like those. Yeah.
Like, I
I don't know the last
love
time I went to one, but.
there's two that like I love taking my girls to here, like locally. And they have like a little pig race that they do with like these like little baby piggies. They have like these big slides that you can go down. They have hay bale slides. They have like usually like a bouncy house or something there. There's like a you can pick pumpkins. Like it's just like essentially it's like a pumpkin patch, but like
Yeah.
just like they blow it up and make it a big old thing. So I just call them harvest festivals because they have corn
Okay.
mazes there too, whatever,
Especially with
all that
kids, that
stuff.
feels like a very big raw for when you have children.
Yeah, and like
But I remember them as younger, but like
even if I didn't have kids, like I'd still love to go to a pumpkin patch or a corn maze or anything like that. Like those are
yeah, one of
still
those. Those
fun.
are that could be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, so like we just call them harvest festivals here.
Okay.
And then for my final pick, it's a little vague. Actually, no, I'm gonna specify it. I'm not gonna be super vague. I'm not gonna take it all because that's not really fair.
I know what you're gonna say.
I'm gonna go with Halloween candy.
Yeah. I know you
Yeah.
wanted to just say Halloween, and you
Yeah.
could say Halloween if you wanted. You
But
can
I'm
have
not.
all of
I'm
Halloween.
not. I'm specifying. I'm going Halloween candy.
Okay. Halloween candy. Because you don't normally eat a lot of candy, but it just gives you a little bit more of an excuse.
On
You're like,
Monday, I went to Costco. Shout out Costco. And I bought a whole bag of Reese's
One of
pumpkins.
the big bag.
It was just Reese's pumpkins. That's all that was in the
That's
bag.
huge.
That's so good.
The sad part is the pumpkins are just shaped like blobs, and when you
No, I
actually
mean
open it, you're like,
they're
come
the best.
on, they're
They have more.
delicious.
I think it's the best ratio of peanut butter to chocolate in the Reese's.
The
It's
Reese's
better than the
game, not the
treats. It's better
trees.
than the eggs. Yep.
Better than the eggs? I mean, I really like the eggs,
I mean the eggs
to be
are
fair.
good, but like Reese's are so associated for me to Halloween that like this is like the goated
This is the thing.
Reese's. Yeah. So I'm taking Halloween candy.
Halloween candy.
Like I never crave a Milk Dud until it's Halloween time. And then I'm like, you know, I could go for a Milk Dud. Never
This,
crave cavities like I do around October. You know what I mean? Just give me all the
Yeah, you know
cavities.
what? Talking about Reese's this much, like I miss having Reese's. Like when you can't have it, you're like, oh,
Reese's
I miss eating
Pieces.
Reese's. Please stop.
Dude, I also once it becomes like Halloween fall Reese's season, I make a lot of Reese's Blizzards too.
Ooh.
They're so good, dude.
Yo, that sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
I want a Culver's Reese's,
When I come
like.
down to San Antonio, we'll go to Costco. We'll get Costco vanilla super premium ice cream, and we'll get a bunch of Reese's
Why
and
don't we just get the Bluebell premium ice cream? That's the good stuff.
Nah, dude, Costco for making blizzards, Costco ice cream is undefeated.
Really?
Yeah.
That
At
Bluebell
least
vanilla, we just had it a couple weeks ago for Emily's thing, and it is like still perfectly soft, but
Bluebell
not
vanilla
too
on its
like.
own is solid, but Costco for the mixing purposes, it's richer and
Never had it.
creamier. It's
Huh.
so good,
I'll have to take four lactate pills to be able to
dude.
digest it,
Exactly.
dude. My whole body was gonna struggle trying to digest.
Oh, okay. Well, you have your last pick, but this is officially, I'm coming down to San Antonio. Dang it. I am going to travel down to San Antonio and spend a weekend with y'all in the fall.
Dude, we've got our guest room made up. Got it ready.
Yay. Beautiful. And we'll do our first live podcast
A live
together.
pod. Dude, what a good time.
Bring Emily on as a guest.
She was actually just asking about it recently. She was like, my dad had asked her, like, hey, have you ever been on the pod? And she was like, no, I really, because just wasn't her thing. And she was like, said, why not? Like, hey, Jeff hasn't invited you. I was like, so then she said it to me. I was like, I didn't really think about it. I didn't know if you even like doing this, being on a podcast where we're doing stuff like this and you're talking. She's like, I don't know, it could be fun. So I'd say we could do a segment with her, at least one.
Yeah, bring her on for a seggy.
That'd be a good time.
We love our segs.
Pause. Okay, well, my
Your final pick,
fifth pick,
and then
a
I'll
lot of
recap it for
things.
us.
Yeah, there's a lot of options here. They're not all as top tier. I mean, I think it's very front loaded with the fall stuff. The top five, six things are just so good compared to the rest. But if I'm just going back around to what I like and what I spent time doing, was going to haunted houses, haunted stuff.
That was in consideration for my final pick.
Yeah, Rexburg, haunted things I went to with Emily a few times. I've been to some haunted stuff in high school, and man, I would get a little freaked out, but it was seeing my friends who were truly scared and could not be around the clowns with the chainsaws or in those rooms where stuff jumps out at you and there's like the actors. Yeah. My friends who, Devin, terrified of haunted houses. He hated that.
He would be.
Genuinely, he would not want to go in them.
He's such a baby, dude.
He's such a little crying
dude. He's
baby.
Such a lonely little baby.
His birthday was yesterday, and he turned 5 because he's such a baby.
Happy birthday, Devin!
Happy birthday, Devin!
I forgot it was his birthday yesterday, and
He got jewelry. He got a necklace from James Avery, and so that's what he wears, a chain necklace.
Don't know what that is, but that's cool.
It's just like a chain, kind of like what you're wearing, except it's jewelry.
I'm not wearing a
jewelry.
Chain.
Yeah, but it looks, you know, the way it looks like with your AirPods. Earphones. It looks like you're wearing a chain. It kind of looks like.
As part of your haunted house pick, I'm gonna just get things slash like being scared in general. So like you get scary movies with that too. Like you kind of get like that whole like in the.
I watch
like,
scary movies all the like, time, but the scared.
But haunted, people like creepy. Yeah, they like they seek out being scared.
Yeah, more on that time.
Sometimes
speaking
I will.
Of which,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of which, Friday is Friday the 13th, so.
Ooh,
watch a scary movie.
Sometimes I will listen to a scary true crime podcast while walking Penny late at night in the fall just to scare myself a little bit.
You called me when you were watching one and you felt like there was a person out there or something. You called me like, dude, I just scared myself.
Yeah,
because you
fun.
Said you thought there was someone out there. You were like, I swear there was someone like behind me.
I mean,
you called me and said that. I remember it vividly.
I actually don't remember it, but I know that I have done that. I don't remember the specific instance, but yeah, I do enjoy getting a little bit scared. Like something about that fall,
it's
like,
adrenaline.
It's a little spooky and sexy.
Whoa, is it? I mean, okay. Never would have associated it with that. I mean, I guess a lot of the scary movies have some raunchy things in them, so maybe they like to combine the scary and the raunchy to make it.
Dude,
I thought
that was so funny. I thought you would have laughed so hard at that.
I mean, I was like, why'd you whisper it like that? It was weird, man. You said it so normal, like that was obviously the next thing to say after spooky and
sexy.
Like, huh? What? No. Wrong.
Oh, I think I'm funny, man. Shoot.
Yeah, that was decent.
Okay, well, to recap our picks, Jeff, you got Thanksgiving, cooler weather, pumpkin spice, pies, and haunted houses slash
that's a solid
scaring
list.
Stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm okay with
like
that.
Spooky.
Stop. Stop. No more.
I was doing Aaron from the office.
Spooky.
Where she's
Ooh,
like,
spooky.
Yeah, you know, not really, like just sort of like scary. And then I got football, sweatshirt and flannel season, leaves changing color, harvest festivals, and Halloween candy.
Great picks as well. I like both of those. You combine those are the top
I
picks.
Love fall so much.
I love fall so much. I would consider naming my daughter Autumn if we had a daughter.
Dude, I would consider naming my daughter Fall.
Fall. Okay. A little extreme. Hey,
oh,
fall,
sorry.
Come here.
Hey, come here, October. I'm glad neither of us said Oktoberfest.
Yeah, hey, Frankfurt Fest, beer fest.
Dude, what do we live
all
in,
the
Germany?
Fest. Hey, Najee Harris.
No. We also shout out to 23 years ago. Don't know if it necessarily should be used the word
shout out,
but
it's more of a
let us pay respects to 9/11. Have you ever been to shoot, what's it called?
Ground Zero.
Square One? Ground Zero?
Ground Zero, no. I went to New York, but we didn't get to go to Ground Zero.
Dude, it is the like one of the like it's right downtown.
Yeah, it's right
like,
there.
It's busy all around it, but for some reason once you get to like that like square where all the water just like goes down
flows in
into the bottomless pit is what it looks like. It is so humbling and so reverent right there. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was one
like,
I was
you
sad
don't,
I didn't
you
get
don't
to go
hear
to.
any of the New York hustle and bustle once you get there. You are just like instantly just like hit
You also
with
tune it out a little bit too.
Yeah, you do.
They're
but
just
it's also
not thinking about it.
It's just really cool that you just like walk up there and all of a sudden you're just hit with just emotion and you're like, let's pay respects, man. Like, it's actually really cool. So
yeah, I want to go really bad. I mean, it's crazy to think some of the people I work with, they're a little bit younger. I mean, they're like 22, 24, some of them. And I'm like, some of you weren't even alive when this happened. I remember I was like going into kindergarten that year. I remember the morning of being like, I had to go upstairs because we're getting ready for school. It was early. And my mom made me go upstairs for a while, and I didn't go to school that day. I stayed home because they were like, look in front of the TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just remember how crazy it was, like in school, like elementary school, learning about it more and learning what happened and being like, that actually, like, I was alive for that. And the
Happened at
generation.
6:14 a.m.
It was early.
Dang, it was really bright that early. Oh, mountain time. So it was
Mountain
eight
time.
16.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were
because
in Utah.
September 2001, I was in second grade. So you'd have
That's
been in first grade.
Crazy. First grade. Yeah.
And
first
like
grade.
that was like our first week of school.
It was right near the beginning of school.
Because we always started school the day after Labor Day.
We were in Utah, so Utah, it started a little bit earlier. It started end
You
of
were in
August.
Utah then?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so
First grade.
embarrassing.
I know, it is.
Sorry.
I was
I
in
didn't know.
Ogden. I was in
I
Ogden.
didn't know that. I'm so sorry for you.
I was born in Ogden, so I'm a Utah baby.
You're a Utard?
I
Dude, that's so
false.
Embarrassing.
It is.
I'm an
I
Oregonian through
apologize.
and through.
You're an Oregonian living the old man life early on.
But I'm
You're like,
also just as much
the noise.
I'm also just as much Idahoan as I am Oregonian.
You spent a lot of time in Idaho. That's where the love of disc golf
But
came to be.
That actually is true. I learned it in Houston, but then I like fell in love with it in Idaho.
In the
but
fall, with all the
all
leaves, when we played that course, and all the
yeah
fall leaves, dude, and we throw over into that island.
That was fun.
Amazing. That was amazing.
Remember when you went into that water and had it shriveled up?
And I found like five discs.
Yeah,
And then I saw that dead fish in there. It was
oh
disgusting.
no, I saw the dead fish. I was like, dude, it's
It was
right behind
I
you.
had put
And you're
my
like,
head
what? And you're
underwater.
like,
I put my
oh,
head underwater. That was filthy, dude. I can't believe I did
you
that. And it
felt
was
so bad because
gross.
you lost my disc.
I did, and I was like, I need to go find some. And I ended up finding a couple.
Yeah.
I found
Do you
that
still have any of
crown
those?
one. The crown.
Oh,
Yeah, I still
that's
have the
right.
crown
Ooh,
blue
crown.
putter.
Speaking of which, Jeff, I have three discs sitting in my bin that I've set aside for you.
Oh, I'll take them.
No, I mean, like, I literally, when I got them, I was like, hey, these are for Jeff. And I've just been waiting to give
Sick.
them to you forever.
I love it. Well, San Antonio trip.
Yeah.
Got a lot of plan. You got to try your Fruity Pebbles ice cream.
Oh, yes. I'm so
You got to
excited
try
about
that.
that.
You got to try it. So,
Fruity
it's
Pebbles
one of
and
those.
Bam Bam.
It's delish.
I had some other. Oh, I did play a tournament yesterday and I won it. So that was kind of cool.
You won?
Yeah.
It was just a one round tournament.
One round tournament up at Beaver Ranch. So
Check it out.
That was kind of cool. I got a little
What'd
pin
you shoot?
for winning.
What'd you
I only
shoot?
shot 5 under, but
I mean, that's good.
That was tied for the hot round or the best round between all the divisions.
Dang. Hey, a pin.
Little flex division champ.
Division
This is my
champ.
second pin because Pink Link won a doubles tournament there. And then I just won a singles tournament. So, anyways,
bro,
I get
you're
some
just
tour credit stuff,
winning
which
all
is
over.
Winning.
Duh. Thanks, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Well, Sheen
That's a good
and
one.
Carl.
Well, he drinks tiger blood.
Does he?
That's what Charlie Sheen says in that interview. He says he drinks tiger blood. And it was
The
a crazy, it was like
flavoring
one of
or
the
actual tiger blood?
actual tiger blood. He literally
That's disturbing.
had, that's the one where he was on a lot of drugs and everyone knew it. And it was really funny because we were like, how is he having a coherent interview? And
But
then we
also,
realized it wasn't coherent.
Two and a Half Men, that show is so crazy.
It's so crazy. Watching it back, some of the episodes that rerun or seeing clips on TikTok.
Yeah, like
Yo,
I
that
haven't
is
watched it, but
crazy.
like I like heard about it, so I looked into it a little bit and I was like, this show
They
doesn't make
aired this.
sense. Like,
Yeah.
what? That was crazy.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
What a
something else.
turn. That's
Anyways,
okay.
let us know your other favorite thing you missed. If you want to send me some monies to go see Jeff in the fall, would totally love
Ooh,
that. That's really
link your
fun.
Venmo in it. Boom.
No, please don't actually do that. I don't want your
Actually
money.
do it. Please do it. That'd actually be sick.
Nope. I will stop the podcast.
Do
Well,
it.
actually, somebody's probably gonna send me money, so they're gonna be like, dude, please stop this podcast. Like, shout out to the Broncos going to the game on Sunday. Super
Broncos
fun.
game.
Shout out
Have
to Glass
fun.
Animals last week. Unbelievable show. So
I've been
excited for you to
listening.
go.
I've
When
been
are you
listening
going?
to the album. I listened to the album again. A
Is it
couple
growing on
songs I
you?
do like a little bit more. A little bit more. You know, I'm still the jury's out on some of them, but we'll see.
Dude,
But I go
I love this album now. It's definitely
not
not as good
this.
as How to Be a Human Being or Dreamland. Those are kind of goated albums, but I love the album. It's just a diff you have to
I'm
kind of
going
just
not this
adjust to it
weekend,
as
but
a
the
different vibe.
next.
Oh,
Yeah,
dang.
so a week and a half from now is when we'll
That
be
is
gone.
on the horizon.
It's on its way.
It's exciting.
Emily's going with me. It'll be her first concert outside of like when she was a child when she saw like Selena Gomez at the rodeo or something.
Ew.
Yeah, so it's Hannah Montana she saw as well when she was a kid.
Well, that's hot.
And Cheetah Girls. She saw all of them
Well, Cheetah
when she was a
Girls,
kid.
Cheetah Sisters.
Well, they stay together.
Well, the cheetah got arrested on Sunday.
Oh, dude, we didn't even talk about that,
We
but we will
didn't
go
even
way
talk
too
about
deep.
NFL.
We didn't talk about any NFL news, drama, anything like that.
Nope, but it was a great first
Man,
week of football. You and I are
that's
both
very fun.
victors in our first week in this
A
league.
lot less touchdowns than I remember previously in other years. It felt, besides the Saints game, it felt very like lower touchdown scoring.
Yeah, which it was statistically.
Yeah. So,
My
anyway.
issue right now is knowing who to start.
Also true.
My team is so deep in this
Derrick Henry's kind
eight
of
man
there,
league.
but I also have Tony Pollard's been getting a lot of usage. So I'm like, do I play Tony Pollard? Do I play him in a flex spot instead of Davante Adams? Because I don't know if I trust Gardner Minshew with him. I don't know. There's so many things.
I mean, I got Jerome Ford and J.K. Dobbins that both
Jerome
had
Ford
great
got
weeks.
crazy usage, and
Marvin
Dobbins is on the
Harrison
up.
got no usage. He was my worst player, but he's still Marvin Harrison Jr. I got T. Higgins, Tank Dell, Hollywood Brown, Isaiah Likely, and I got Jordan Mason. And
You
Jordan
picked up Jordan
Mason had
Mason
a
too.
baller week. Yeah,
He did.
he had 22 points last week.
Yeah, he did phenomenal
147
against the
yards and a
defense.
touch. It's crazy.
He had some big moments there.
RB5 on week one. My team's kind of stacked. Like I scored the most
You
points
scored.
in our league.
I scored a lot more than I thought I would because what's his face? Waddle came back in from being out and still got 100 yards.
And
And
you
then
were
my
like all
kicker,
disappointed. You're like, oh yeah, Waddle's not gonna be great. Oh, dude, it's the
I didn't think he
Dolphins
was coming back
offense. You
in.
need like Dolphins offense is killer.
And then Moody, San Francisco kicker, had six field goals and two extra points. So he outscored everybody else on my team.
That's
And then Garrett
crazy.
Wilson. So I had some solid. I had turned up like 143 points. So it wasn't terrible
Yeah, good week.
for that week. I don't know about this week, though.
Well, I don't know if this is going to turn into a fantasy football podcast. Probably not, but
No, it's just fun. It's just fun
we'll
to
touch
talk
base
about.
every so often. It's a good time. We love the competition. And we love you, listeners, for listening.
We do.
So shout out to our family and our friends and those that support us. We appreciate you. Do something nice for someone. Say hi to a pregnant lady, Jeff. Final word.
This shirt is now one of my favorites. And if you have a chance to go to Walmart and find a shirt like this, they're cheap. They're awesome. Sponsor us, Birdie. Birdie Tees, whatever this is. And don't be afraid of what people think of you, because I feel good in it. So hey,
you look good.
Wear what you want to wear. Don't be ashamed.
Lefty's out.